You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
And welcome to the One Girl Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Kate Bryan, and we're broadcasting live from Podcast Detroit Studios here in Royal Oak, Michigan. I'm so excited to be with you for another week. Thank you so much to everyone who's listening live and to those of you who are catching up on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and or the Podcast Detroit app. We're really grateful for you listening and for sharing these stories, for sharing all the podcasts that we've done so far, for sending in your stories. I know we've gotten a lot of stories from different people via our Facebook page and on Twitter. So thank you for everyone for keeping your eye out for stories and sending them our way because we want to continue to share these stories in any way that we possibly can. Like us on Facebook, share our page to keep spreading these stories, go back and listen to past episodes. And, you know, if you find an episode that you like or you're inspired by a woman's story, please share it on Facebook, social media, email it to people. We want these stories to get out there and we want people to continue to be inspired by them. So please continue to share. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/onegirlrev. That's R-E-V. And the number one, so One Girl Rev. And you can find me on Twitter at Kate M. Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. I have open DMs, folks, so holler at your girl. Today's episode is going to be a really fun one. I'm so excited. One that's really perfect just in time for the holiday season. As many of you know, yesterday was Giving Tuesday. And while I'm always supportive of giving and for these causes, why is it that it's only once a year that we're really encouraged to give back? It really should be. We should be looking for opportunities in our daily lives and looking for opportunities all year round to give back. So on today's show, we want to give some ideas for ways that you can give back, whether it's monetarily, giving of your time, giving of your talents, and just looking for opportunities in your own communities to give back. We're also going to be talking about a gift guide. So it's like a One Girl Revolution gift guide. And these are all different companies and causes that give back to women and give back to the community. So it's cool when you're looking for gifts for people this holiday season. Use some of these gifts that we're going to talk about on this show. And that's a way to not only give a gift to someone that you care about, but also it's an opportunity to give back to community. So we're going to dig into that. But I'm so excited for today's guest. Today's guest is one of my dear friends, Megan Wilburn. We've been friends for a long time, and she's one of those kind of soul sister friends. She's one of those people that you meet. We've worked together on a bunch of different things and just have stayed friends. So Megan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. And it's so funny because this is kind of, in a way, this show is built even just through Megan and I, like our conversations and like sharing different things that we know that are going on or, you know, different websites or companies that we've come across. And so we kind of like geeked out about it for forever. And so it's kind of cool to now be able to share some of these causes. But Megan, you're in North Carolina. How are things there?
Yes. It's getting cold. It's probably not the same as Detroit, but it's getting cold here. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not ready for it. It's cold in Detroit, but it's like, yeah, I'm just not ready for winter. I really want to go back to, well, I was like in California a couple weeks ago. I want to go back there. I think I'm going to be a young snowbird and just start, you know, like, I don't know, figure out a way that I can live in California like through the winter months and then come back to Detroit during the year because it's just cold. I feel like it's cold everywhere, though.
That's true, yeah.
So, Megan, I just want to like dig into the show. I don't know if there's anything else that you want to say about yourself. I just think you're such a cool girl and you always have so many, you're always doing all these really interesting things and you're really involved in different things. And I just feel like you were such a good guest to have on today's show just to talk about some of these gift guides. But I don't know if there's anything else you want to say about yourself.
No, I'm good. Let's dig in.
All right, let's dig in, girl. So I thought we'd start kind of with the gift guide and just talk about some of these different companies that are doing good work. And I'm going to put, so just so everybody who's listening knows, I'm going to put all of these links on our show notes, on our Facebook page. So make sure that you've liked our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/onegirlrev. And keep an eye out for the gift guide because we'll put all of these links up there. And if there's anything that we missed, because there's a million different things that we could put on this list, feel free to message us and we'll include anything else that we may have missed. So if anybody's listening to this and we missed something, we want to make sure that we include it. So, but these are kind of some of mine and Megan's favorite causes and companies. A lot of these things we've ordered stuff from. Megan sent me some other ones that we're going to talk about that I didn't even know about. So I'm going to be spending a lot more money this season, which is probably, I mean, it's going to for a good cause. So I feel like it's all right if I spend more money. But the first one I want to start out with is a company out of Nashville, Tennessee, and it's called Able. And Able is a lifestyle brand focused on ending generational poverty through providing economic opportunity for women. So they have like all these really cool fashion items. I've seen like a lot of celebrities, especially like celebrities out of Nashville, have been tweeting out about it and like, you know, buying their different stuff. So Able's a really cool company, and that's at livefashionable.com. So Megan, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add about that.
I was just going to say that I've been looking, they have their, and I guess it's probably for the holidays. I just think it's really cool that they have it divided up so you can find like gifts under $50 and then gifts under $100. And they have some really cool stuff. They have like this really cool, I have like four things in my cart right now after you sent this to me. But they have really cool earrings and they have like really cool, like jewelry pouches for traveling. And I think those are probably like two of my like favorite things, and they're good gifts because everybody likes earrings and everybody can use pouches.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, we should have done is started the show off by, you know, having empty carts on all these websites and seeing how much money the two of us could spend before the end of the show. I'd rather just not keep track of it and just buy as I go. Cause I'm sure once the show is over, I'm going to spend a lot more money. And I've already spent a lot of money on all these causes. But yeah, like I love when sites do that kind of stuff where it's like you have to buy for so many different people and, you know, even friends or siblings or, you know, parents. It's nice when they kind of give you a price point. So yeah, that's another thing that I loved about Able. So Able's a cool one to check out. The next one is one that I love and I have so much of their stuff, and it's called the Shop Forward. And they're based out of California, and it's this really cool idea where a percentage of every purchase goes to a good cause. So it's a for purpose instead of a for profit. And this is kind of becoming a bigger thing in the world today, which I really love because we're going to be buying this stuff anyways. And so it's cool when you see your dollars when you go to buy something. It's cool when you see that a percentage of the dollars are going to support good causes. So the Shop Forward has done a lot of stuff for California with the fires and the recent shooting to support all the families that are suffering out there. So they've done a lot of stuff. California Strong, I think, is their campaign for that. They've done a lot of stuff for children in Haiti, which is their Shop Espoir, which means hope in Haitian Creole. So that's really cool. But they have a lot of stuff for that that goes to support children in Haiti. I have a four things tote, which I've posted on Instagram and on social media a bunch about. And I think mine are Our Lady Guadalupe from Mexico, America, Shania Twain, and One Girl Revolution are my four things. And people keep asking me why I keep posting it, but I'm obsessed with this bag, and a percentage of it went to go support children in Haiti, orphans in Haiti. So I love supporting their stuff. But Megan, what would your four things be on your four things tote?
I have been thinking about this ever since you started posting yours, because I've been admiring it, and I would probably do something super nerdy, like cloak, stone, wand, Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
Be Harry Potter. Harry Potter nerd over here.
But like, I think it's such a cool idea. And one of my friends got me my Four Things tote, because I don't think I ever would have been able to like pick the four things, because you start thinking about it and you're like, I don't know if I can fit the four things on there. There's a million things that I'd want to put on, but now I'm just gonna have to keep getting Four Things totes. But I think my friend that got it for me kind of nailed mine. But it's so fun, and you see like on Instagram, I love the Shop Forward's Instagram, because they're always showing different things that people have done. And they actually, I think they got in trouble the other day, because they posted a boyfriend, I think, had ordered a Four Things tote for his girlfriend, and she saw it on the Shop Forwards thing, and she was like harassing him whether or not it was her bag. And the Shop Forward just was like posting it after they printed it, kind of as like, oh, look at this cool one. So, but yeah, I thought it was really funny. They felt really bad that they posted some poor guy, the poor boyfriend, poor guy. But yeah, I mean, they just have really cool, hoodies. I have a Pimpin' Joy hoodie. Pimpin' Joy is one of their campaigns to help people going through cancer treatment and families going through it. And so they do a lot of really cool stuff with that. But their Pimpin' Joy collection is really cool. And since November 2014, when they were founded, they've raised over $2.6 million for good causes, which I think is so cool. And they have like a ticker on the Shop Forward's website. And yeah, they have the Shop Assois campaign as well. They just did right ahead of Christmas, they did this really cool necklace, and it has like three little stars on it. So that's really pretty too. So I encourage everybody who's listening to check that out. And that goes to support, children in Haiti. And they work a lot with this group, My Life Speaks, which is a family-based care organization for orphans in Haiti that have special needs. So, orphans and children with special needs in Haiti. So, but anyways, I encourage everybody to check out their stuff. And again, there's like a lot of different things on the Shop Forward's website that kind of hits different price points, and just like really cool, innovative stuff. They work a lot with the Bobby Bones Show, which is a big radio show on iHeartRadio. So they do a lot of stuff for Bobby Bones' show, and then Amy Brown, who is one of the co-hosts on Bobby Bones' show, she does a lot of stuff with the Shop Forward. So yeah, check them out, and check them out on social media if you're not following them. Another one that I came across, Megan, is this. I just recently came across it, and it's called One Hope Wine. And One Hope Wine was founded. I know. I was like, oh, yeah, how did I not know about this before? But it was founded by eight friends, and they decided that they wanted to inspire people to drink wine while also doing good. So they've committed to making good quality wine. They work with the Mondavi family out in California. They've partnered with them to make really good wine, and a portion of the proceeds go to support good causes. So to date, they've raised over $3 million in donations and provided 46,000 people with global health care, 49,000 forever homes for shelter animals, 1.8 million meals for children, 163,000 life-saving vaccines, and so much more. So this is a really cool gift to give to people. It's a great host gift, and it's just a great thing to have on hand. You know, they have like champagne. So everybody has champagne. I feel like most people have champagne on New Year's. So it's like, why not buy One Hope Wine and just have it on hand?
That's so smart. I'm like opening it up now. It's like, do you guys do a wine club? Because that's going to be on the list.
I know. I feel like I just need to get that wine club for myself. Like, I think that's going to be one of the gifts that I get for myself. But it's just like little things like that. Like, I always, before I go to a friend's house, even like around Christmas time, or I go to a party, I think we all do, you know, you go and get either something to bring. And so it's either like food, a food item. And I think they have some food stuff as well. They have different like gift packages you can get through One Hope Wine. It's not just wine. But yeah, I think it's like such a great idea. But even to order a bunch of bottles of wine or champagne and just kind of keep it on hand. And how cool of a gift to give to somebody, like even as a host gift, and say, hey, I bought this bottle for you and it's really special. A percentage of it goes to like feed the homeless, you know. It's just really cool.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so in the next one, I'm so obsessed with this right now. This is like, so on Monday, I went to meet up with the founder of this group called Rebel Nell, and her name is Amy Peterson. She's amazing. We're going to be doing some stuff with them for One Girl down the road, and I can't wait to share that with everybody. But Rebel Nell is this really cool, innovative project where they make jewelry out of old graffiti art. So they go around Detroit. I think some of their stuff is from different places in Michigan, but it's mainly based out of Detroit. And it was founded by Amy, and she was, she lived next to a homeless shelter, and she's done all this really cool stuff. She was like one of the attorneys for the Detroit Tigers, the baseball team. And then anyway, she was living next to a homeless shelter, and she started volunteering with one of her other friends. And their original plan was to just teach women, you know, offer different classes at the homeless shelter. But then they started realizing that a lot of these women have so much potential and just need opportunity to get their lives kind of back on track, get themselves and their children off the streets. So they came up with this really innovative idea, Rebel Nell, where they make jewelry out of old graffiti art. So they collect old graffiti. And I don't really know the whole entire process, but they make jewelry out of it, and it's so freaking cool. I just ordered a bunch of stuff because they had some sales. I think the sales are still good right now. I think they were offering like 20% off because of like Cyber Monday and Black Friday and all that. But they're such a cool company, and they're employing, like as of right now, I think they have 15 to 20 women who are working for them, and they're helping them get off the streets, paying them to make this jewelry, and giving them a lot of, you know, just economic opportunities to get into apartments and get their lives kind of back on track. So usually the women stay with them a year or two and work with them and make jewelry and learn this as a trade, and then are able to move on from there. And you, Megan, you saw some of the stuff that I did, some of the interviews and stuff that I did with her. What did you think of it?
I thought it was amazing. And I went and looked at the website, and they have the coolest clutches. If you can't tell, I have a thing for
I'm so obsessed with their clutches. And those are new. They just started that, and it had like they partnered with another company in Detroit. And so the one company makes the clutch, and then Rebel Nell makes the like glass, whatever, graffiti cool art.
It's like a class.
Yeah. It's so
cool. Really cool. And it's leather too. Like I was like looking at it, it's all handcrafted leather, which is just really neat. And it comes with like a strap that's like removable, so you can carry it as a clutch, or you could do like a crossbody.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that. That's so cool. Oh my gosh, we need those.
And they do really cool, like I was like just looking too they have stuff for guys too, like it's not just jewelry for girls. They have like cufflinks you could buy that are made out of the graffiti art, and they have like tie clips, and that is just like, that's really neat. Super unique.
Well, it's super unique, and it's so cool because you're supporting these women as they're really trying to get out of the shelter and get their lives back on track. And I just think projects like this are so cool to provide economic opportunities for these women who have hopes and dreams. Like every single woman has hopes and dreams. And a lot of times, you know, we kind of get our life gets on a trajectory and we can't see a way out. And so I think that Rebel Nell is just so innovative and cool. And they're really awesome too, because they work with different shelters and like work with, finding women who they can really boost up, and they take business classes and they offer all kinds of other things for these women. So I love Rebel Nell. So rebelnell.com, everybody check it out. The next one is called Mend on the Move, and it's kind of similar. I mean, it's similar because they do jewelry. But Mend on the Move is a nonprofit social enterprise that empowers and employs women who have survived abuse through jewelry making. So they currently travel to all of their workers and set up a shop where they live while they're in recovery and make jewelry with them. And so they have really, really cool, kind of edgy looking stuff. And right now they're raising funds to open a mobile studio, which will kind of serve as a dual purpose of a creation station. So the women who are going through recovery can come to them and work out of this mobile unit, but also as a retail space so they can go different places and sell their products. But I was looking at their website and they just have the coolest like jewelry and stuff. I need to get some of their things.
They also have a really cool, like looking at their website, one of my favorite things is that they have like a little section called like the Men Makers. And basically it's like just features like the women that work there and kind of like tells their story a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's a really nice, like nice thing.
Yeah.
And like an added connection, I guess, to what you're buying.
It's so true. It's so, and I think that that visual is often so important, or like, you know, it's nice to know exactly like, yeah, who your money is going to support. And I know we're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show, but like there are different ways that you can, you know, sponsor a child or a person and give money to something that helps out a specific person and you get a picture or whatever. But like, it's kind of nice to have a visual with that. And so I think Men on the Move, it's really cool to see these women that you're also, that you're supporting and yeah, they're awesome. Okay. So the next one is one that I've been following for a really long time. I've been following them on Instagram, for a really long time, and it's Philanthropic, but it's spelled differently. So I'll make sure to put the link Threads, Philanthropic Threads. And they have like beautiful bags. I'm like, just, I just look at, sometimes when I need to be cheered up, I just look at their bags because they're so beautiful. Bags and purses, sandals, baby clothes, children's clothes, these really cool like boots. And they have all kinds of cool stuff, but they were founded by this woman, Sandra, and her husband. Sandra grew up in Guatemala and moved to the U.S. when she was 18. And so she created this company in order to kind of give back to the people who raised her. So they make all this beautiful stuff. They work with artisans in Guatemala and then pay them really well. And then are able to sell their stuff here. So it kind of like, it bridges the gap, you know, because I wouldn't, if I wanted to buy something that was like threaded or, you know, beautifully sewn, like their stuff in Guatemala, I wouldn't know where to go. I would have to like send somebody with money to Guatemala to buy the stuff for me. So they like bridge the gap. So we can look at that stuff and we can support good people, you know, that are making these beautiful creations to buy some of their stuff. So I don't know if you had anything to add there.
Not related to the gifts, but after you said this, I started following them on Instagram. They have great content.
Oh my gosh. Their stuff is just so beautiful. And then like they have the cutest little things like for children. Like I just am like all little kids walking around in their cute little sandals. I'm like, I just need to buy, I need to buy all these sandals for like all of my little cousins and stuff and just make them wear them because they're so cute. But yeah, I love their stuff. I just love their, I love anything. Like I love, yeah, I love anything, that's kind of sewn and beautiful like that. You know, so anyways, everybody needs to check them out. Philanthropic Threads. We'll post the link cause it's spelled differently, which is cool. But, the next one is Love Your Melon. And this is another one that I've like followed for a while cause I see their hats around a lot. Like I know a lot of people that have them and, now they sell a lot of other stuff, not just hats. They sell scarves and gloves and apparel and different things. But 50% of the net profits of the sale of all the Love Your Melon products is given to the Love Your Melon Fund to support nonprofit partners to fight against pediatric cancer and create the therapeutic experiences and fun charitable programming initiatives for children and families battling cancer. And this is such an important thing because, you know, there are going to be a couple other things that we talk about with regards to children and cancer, but how much these little kids are suffering. And on top of that, their families are, and you just put through the ringer. I can't imagine being a parent and having your child suffer with cancer and walk alongside them with that. And so I love initiatives like this because not only does it support the child, but it also supports the families around them. So that's, I love Love Your Melon.
Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends have them and absolutely love them. Like, keep buying more. So
they're so cute. And they have like all these different, I mean, they have different things too, because they have like the earmuff. I don't know what that's called, where it's like almost like a headband and it's like knitted. But they have so many different colors, so many different things. And they're always, I feel like they're often running sales and stuff where you can get like, you know, buy one, get one half off or something. But it's like you're supporting such a good cause that you should just pay full price. I think it's like pretty, I mean, I think it's like $30 for a hat. It's not that expensive. And 50% mm-hmm. of the net profits go to support these families and the children. So I love it. I love it. And their stuff is really cute.
They have those like super fashionable like beanies with a little palm on them. And I know right now for a fact that they're doing buy one, get one. And it comes with a free gift. So
really? Oh, they're doing buy one, get one?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Everybody who's listening to this right now, I actually need to just get on my phone and order it while the show is going on. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. But I need to get some of their stuff because it's really cute. And that's a really good gift too for other people, for men and women. I mean, they have really cool things on that site. So it's like, those are really great gifts because everybody can use hats and scarves and gloves, and they have like hoodies and different things. So loveyourmelon.com, check it out. The next thing is the Nomi Network. And a couple weeks ago, we had Diana Mao on the podcast, and she's one of the co-founders of the Nomi Network. And you see, if you want to hear more about the Nomi Network, you can definitely go back and check out that episode of the One Girl Revolution podcast from a couple weeks ago. But they create economic opportunities for survivors and women at risk of human trafficking. So women who are coming out of trafficking situations, or women who are just at risk. Even Diana had talked a lot about how women who are homeless or on the streets, it's just sometimes a matter of minutes before they get pulled into some sort of trafficking ring. So Diana and her team at the Nomi Network are creating opportunities for economic opportunities for survivors and also for women at risk. And so what they do is they make a lot of like jewelry and bags and different things. There's a website, www.buyherbagnotherbody.com. And so they have like a lot of really cool stuff. And that's another one. They have some really cute like bags and clutches, and I love their stuff. Have you seen their stuff, Megan?
No, I haven't. I'm like pulling it up.
You
right
need
now.
To check it out. And Diana was
that was like one of my favorite podcasts, like that, like we've done that I've listened to.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it now.
It's so
you can get
10% cool.
10% off your first order when you sign up.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's the thing, is all of these two that we're mentioning, all of these have some sort of deal. Like, just sign up for their email like list, and most of them right now, I think probably because it's the Christmas season, I mean, there are so many different things out there where you're getting percentages off. So check out all this stuff. But yeah, Diana is so, she's so awesome, and the Nomi Network is so incredible. They're doing such great work. So I'll be sure to include that episode in the show notes. And I didn't mention this, Megan, at the beginning of the show, but this is a great opportunity to take a sidestep. Just so everybody knows, Megan is like my partner in crime when it comes to One Girl Revolution. Like, she is a huge part of everything that we're working on for the new year. And we have so many awesome things. I'm so excited for everybody to get to see everything that we've been working on behind the scenes. The podcast is obviously a part of it, as a piece of the One Girl Revolution thing, platform. But there are a lot of bigger things that over the next probably month, we'll be launching some other aspects of One Girl Revolution, and everybody will kind of come to see the bigger plan at play. But Megan is just a huge part of everything that's going on with One Girl, and she's always just been a huge, huge part of the podcast and everything else we have going on for One Girl. So that's another reason I'm so excited to have you on.
Far too much credit.
No.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
Excited to be a part of it.
Yay. And yeah, we'll just spend all our money on the show. Okay. So the next one is another one that I've like followed for a long time that I love, and it's called R Riveter, and it's like Rosie the Riveter. That's where it comes from. So rriveter.com, and they're like the coolest bags made by military wives. And it goes, so obviously the proceeds go to support military families. And I think that that's another group of people that oftentimes are forgotten about, is we have these incredible American heroes that are fighting and serving, fighting for our country, serving our country, fighting for our freedom. And their families really, truly are just as much heroes as they are, and their wives and husbands. You know, there are situations kind of all different, different kind of slices and dices. But the families of the military families and military wives and husbands often get forgotten about, but they are such heroes. And anything that we can do to support them, I think, is really important. They're a group of people that we need to remember always and find ways to support them. So I love our Riveter because they make these really cool bags that go to support. It's all military wives are sewing the bags, and then they mail them into kind of the bigger, wherever their kind of national spot is. They mail them all in, and then you can buy the bags online. So I love our Riveter.
I had no idea that was like Rosie the Riveter. That's adorable.
I know. I was like, I never actually didn't realize that until recently, which is kind of dumb because I'm like, I should have, like, of course it's, once I saw it, I was like, of course it's Rosie
course
the Riveter.
Funny.
Yeah, our Riveter. I was like, oh, rivets. Like, I was thinking like rivets in like a bag or something. But yeah, I think it's so important for us to remember them. So, okay, the next one, this is like a very, this is another one, kind of like the wine one, where it's like you're gonna use this anyway, so you may as well just buy it from this place. But Generous Coffee, so generousmovement.com, it was co-founded by the Bachelor star Ben Higgins, who I just saw on the Today Show today. Anyways, like, who would have thought that Ben Higgins would have like started this really cool company? So it's Generous Coffee, so they sell coffee. And you can like buy it as gifts, you can buy it as coffee to have on hand. But a percentage of all the products, or like, I guess most of their profits go back to, support families, whether it be jobs for women or education for little ones. They take all the money that they get from coffee. They also sell apparel and jewelry, and it all goes back to the families who are making it, or providing the coffee beans or different things. So fair play to the Bachelor star, Ben Higgins. Shout out to him for creating this cool thing. But like, it's coffee. I mean, most people, again, I keep making these generalizations where everybody does something, but like, not everybody drinks coffee. But I feel like it's something that pretty much everybody has on hand, especially in the holidays, because you're going to be like, you know, people are going to be coming to visit you, so you got to have coffee on hand.
You can always get a gift card too, and then give the gift card. That's a good, like Secret Santa, or like my family plays, we call it White Elephant. I'm sure it's called lots of different things, but that's like a really great, like, easy thing to get. And then like, you don't have to get coffee. You can
right.
get the t-shirts with the apparel and stuff like that.
Yeah. And their like t-shirts and stuff are really cool too. And
they're really like, cute. Yeah.
They have like a cool leather. I was looking at it earlier. They have like a cool leather. I just love anything that's leather. But they have like a cool like leather wristband thing that looks cool. So, but yeah, you're right. It's like, these are all great causes that you could get a gift card, even if you're not confident in, you know, if you're not confident in buying a specific gift. But just like, coffee is like something that everybody buys anyways, and so you may as well. I need to just start buying my coffee from, I hope it's good. I mean, I'm sure it's good, but but yeah, I need to try their coffee. But yeah, so Generous Coffee, really awesome project. Okay, the next one is The Little Market, which, Megan, I think you were the person that told me about this, which this is another one founded by a celeb, Lauren Conrad, and her friend, right?
My girl.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Little Market? I'll let you talk about it.
I don't know if I want to. I just love her. I'm obsessed with Lauren Conrad.
Like, what do you love about her? She's from the hills, right?
Well, that's what I love about her, is that she like took her like fame from this like reality show that, like, I don't care really about opinions on the reality show, but she's like used that to her advantage and used that to create a platform for herself. And she does design really cute clothes. And then she's done this to the Little Market. She partnered with someone else. And I'm not sure exactly what their name is. But it's like a fair trade company. And they find artisans all over the world to like craft these different goods. They make like handmade baskets from like Senegal. They have all kinds of cool stuff. And like some of the stuff I have in my cart right now, just like FYI, they have these really cool, like reusable bags, that are like $10, I think. So not super expensive that I plan to, like, I would use those to like wrap the gift, like put a gift in it, put tissue paper in it. And then that's like part of the gift too. You know what I mean? And it's something you can reuse. They have like really cool personalized candles. I think they're soy candles, could be wrong. But I haven't been like stalking their website or anything.
But they have so much stuff. I remember when you told me about this, maybe it was like a year ago or something. And I looked it up and it's so cool. And again, like it's fair trade goods made by artisans in need. So it's, you know, they're helping people, refugees, people with disabilities, formerly homeless women, survivors of trafficking or domestic violence. Like your support, they have so many different things on the Little Market. And yeah, like you said, I mean, even simple things like bags, reusable bags, it's like everybody has those or everybody uses them. And instead of buying one from, you know, whatever Trader Joe's or a random store, like why not buy one of these cute ones from the Little Market and even use it as like a gift bag, you know, use it as a gift bag for things that you're giving people, or if you're going to be giving a host gift, you know, a host gift of wine or whatever you're giving, get one of these little bags and like have it on hand. And it just makes it even cuter and cooler because you're supporting good people and people in need. But yeah, I love Lauren Conrad. I love the Little Market. I just think it's a really cool thing for people to support. And they have a wide variety of different things. So everybody check it out, Little Market. The next one is Bombas socks, and I haven't tried these, but I saw them. So anybody who's heard the show before knows that I love Kathy Lee and Hoda. I just love them. And they randomly were doing, they just were doing like different gifts, similar, I guess, kind of similar to this show. But yesterday they were doing some similar things. And I think it's great. I think it's great that like the Today Show and some of these other places are doing gift guides to give back. I love that that's kind of a thing now. But they talked about Bombas socks. And so it's BOMBAS.com, Bombas. So Bombas socks are kind of similar to Tom's, where you buy a pair and they donate a pair. But the coolest thing is they donate a pair to the homeless, and socks are the number one item requested by homeless shelters. So you buy these socks and they have like a ton of different kinds, men, women, children, and they look really comfortable. They look really cozy. I love good socks. So anyways, Bombas socks are like a cool thing. And every time you buy a pair, they'll donate a pair to the homeless. So I think that that's really cool. And who doesn't need socks, right?
Right. Again, a secret Santa gift.
Yeah.
Don't know what to get socks.
Yeah. Because even if you get like a 10 pack of socks, like I feel like I always need socks. Or you like, you always have those situations where you lose one sock and then you're like, all right, I have to just throw these out because I've had, you know, a single sock for like years. So it's like you have to buy socks anyways. You may as well buy Bombas socks. So
totally. And like, I know we're going to talk about it later, but like different charities where you're like, donating goods, like that's also a really, like that's a cool thing to donate. And then you're donating something that like benefits other people too. You know, right. What it, like you're like double whammy.
Right. It's so great. Okay. So you had two that I did not know about. So these are going to be two, obviously, that I'm going to be checking out tonight and probably buying way too much stuff on. But talk to me about Lily and Laura.
Okay, so Lily and Laura, I found a few years ago through, I used to work back before we met, actually. I worked for a local boutique here in Greensboro that I still love. But that is how I found out about them. They're hand-beaded bracelets. They're crocheted, and they fit anybody. They, like, roll on your hand so that they fit everyone. They don't come in any sizes, which is nice, especially for gift-giving because you don't always know, like, what size you need for someone. But they're all hand-crocheted by women in Nepal. And they are paid above fair trade wages for their work. And they're all really, they're beautiful. And I love to like stack them with different bracelets. They have all kinds of different like color combos and no, because they're hand beaded, similar to like the Rebel Mail jewelry, no bracelet is the same. Mm. So when you're gifting it, you're giving something that's completely, completely unique. No one else in the world has one like it. So I just think that's really neat.
That's so cool. And like, who doesn't love cool bracelets, like cool, unique bracelets? That's one thing that I'm always like on the hunt for, you know, cause you want, I mean, you could buy all, you could buy, I feel like for women, there's like a lot of the same type of jewelry, but to find really unique things. And again, like gift giving for friends or even my sister who was on the podcast last week. She didn't know this at the time, but she just got engaged on Thursday. So it was just like the next day. But even we were talking about like bridesmaid gifts, you know, like things like this are things that you could give to people all year round, you know, but like for Christmas in particular, it's nice to have, you know, these little gifts up your sleeve. And you can even like order a bunch, you know, if you're going to place an order for Christmas, order a couple extras and just have them on hand for people's birthdays or other things that are going on throughout the year that you can gift them.
Totally. And I know that when you, or at least, I guess a lot, I haven't ordered online in a really long time because, like I said, I get them from my like, local boutique, which that's another idea. Like if you, I think there's a function on their website, you can see like local retailers and then you can buy local as well. But oh, they cool. come with a card that tells the story about the women in Nepal. And most of them have like a picture of the woman that made it that comes with the bracelet. So that's like something you can include so that whoever you gift it to knows that it's special.
That's awesome. That's cool. Okay, then talk to me about the giving keys.
The giving keys. So this is, again, also found this in the same local boutique. They are keys that have been repurposed. They're imprinted with a word. I think you can customize them online. You can pick a custom word, but it's things like joy, strength, dream, like any word really, like inspiring word you can think of, you can probably get on there. And then it's the ones I saw were necklaces, but they do make like bracelets and different types of jewelry. And they, I mean, I don't remember the story exactly how it started. I do know that they're made in LA. So they're made here in the United States, which is cool. And you can like, you give them, and the idea is like, once you give it to someone, you can like kind of log on to their website and like tell the story of who gave it to you. And it's just like kind of creates like a sense of community around this key. And then like that person, it's like a pay it forward kind of thing. Like when you see someone that needs the key, you give it to them, they have it, they tell their story. And then when they see someone else that needs something like that, like you give it to them. So the keys like kind of travel around is like the concept of it.
That's so cool. I love that kind of
and
stuff.
And I think it goes to like benefit people transitioning out of homelessness is what the proceeds go to.
That's awesome. And I think that kind of stuff is so good because it challenges you, like it takes it a step further. You know, not only are you supporting good causes, but it's challenging you to pay it forward, which I think is such an important thing. And I love whenever those kind of things happen to me, you know, and I've seen it happen so many times where somebody even like does something simple, like pays for your coffee or whatever. But that's such a cool, innovative idea to have these little keys that you give out to people and the bracelets and the necklaces.
Yes, and they're really cute too. Like the jewelry they make is really like, the idea of like wearing a key around my neck seems kind of like, I don't know if that's really my thing, but they have really cute bracelets and stuff too. So
that's awesome. I need to check that out.
Yeah.
So
definitely recommend.
That's awesome. So we talked about this a little bit throughout the show, but another thing that's so important, like amidst all of these great causes, and there are a million more companies and organizations and things that we could have talked about there. And again, if anybody has, if there are big, you know, things that we missed or stores or companies that you love, feel free to message them to us because we want to build this out more. So Megan and I had a bunch of suggestions and things that we love, which we just kind of talked about. But if there are other things that we should be including in our show notes and the gift guide, please, you know, message them to us. But one thing that came up a bunch of times is shopping local. And I think that's another thing that's super easy for us, whether it be, you know, you're hosting a party to buy local food and drinks and desserts to support local businesses, or, you know, you're going to a party and you want to bring a host gift, buy something local, you know, whether it be something at your kind of local knickknack store. I don't know what those are, like, you know, little store, like local. A lot of these like little stores, at least in my town, they have like kitchen towels or cute little Christmas ornaments or things. And like that really supports that. We need to support local businesses, and we sometimes think about it, but we don't actually do it. And I think there are so many easy ways for us to support them, even by buying local food, drinks, coffee, desserts, anything for local parties, or as we're hosting people, or we're going to parties and giving them as host gifts, buying local gifts for family and friends, go to farmers markets or Christmas markets. I know there's a bunch of Christmas markets in Detroit. And I know a couple, most big cities, I feel like, have Christmas markets or, farmers, in some shape or form, farmers markets are still going on, even if it's like bitter cold and snowing, they have some sort of thing like that. And even Amazon sells some of these gifts. Like there's one, it's called the Little Flower Company. And they're based out of Michigan, and they sell soaps and candles and stuff. And they recently got picked up by, Amazon. So Amazon sells a lot of these gifts too. So even do your research, and you might even be able to find, cause Amazon is such a easy thing, I think, for a lot of people. And we're all like, you know, especially at the last minute, you're like, oh, I have Amazon Prime. Let me order a bunch of stuff really quick, at the last minute. But look on Amazon for some of these, you know, kind of local companies. Source your stuff that you're buying. And, you know, even on Amazon, you can support local businesses. You know, obviously it's always best to go into the store, but if that's not possible, or it's easier for you to just do Amazon, do that. And then another thing is there's so much waste in our world today. And so go to vintage markets or secondhand shops. And a lot of times you can find cool things, whether it be like a candle holder or, you know, a cute little tea set for somebody or whatever. I mean, there's just anything. The world is your oyster. But I think vintage markets and secondhand shops are really cool too. So Megan, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add to that on shopping local.
Not really. I do love, like, I did not know that Amazon, like, did, like, local shops like that. That's really neat. And yeah. I should definitely look into that.
I had never thought about that until I was, like, looking up the Little Flower Company. So
kudos to Amazon for tapping into that market.
Yeah. It's true. But, like, a little bit of research, you know, you can find those companies, too.
Yeah. And then also, like, just on, like, I love shopping, like, vintage stores. It's one of my, like, favorite pastimes. My mom and I both really enjoy that. But I think too, like, just the idea of shopping from a secondhand store, like, you're taking the time to look. And I think that that is, like, something that's really thoughtful and sweet. Like, it requires you to put a little bit more effort into the gift. And I think that that is just something, I don't know, it makes, to me, I think it's, like, a little special touch. And it kind of shows that you, like, really put in the effort to find something that you truly think that they're going to enjoy rather than just like buying what's convenient.
Right. That's awesome.
Personal opinion. I love that. And it's something you can do with people. You can't, like, it's like, take a Saturday, go peruse through a vintage store, peruse a farmer's market. Like, it can be like, an activity you do with people you care about too. Like, and I love that.
Yeah. It's so fun. And there's so many places around, or if you're in a new city, you know, say you go somewhere for a weekend, like, go and check out whatever their vintage stores are. You never know what you'll find. There's a lot of cool stuff. The third thing that we wanted to talk about on this show, and I know we're kind of getting close to the end of time, so we'll try and get through all of this, but is spreading joy and volunteering in this time. And I had somebody had said to me the other day, a couple weeks ago, and they were like, oh yeah, I was going to go volunteer on Thanksgiving at a homeless shelter, but I called them and they were all full. And so they obviously weren't going. And I was like, well, yeah, like Thanksgiving and Christmas get really full for all these volunteer programs because people, you know, obviously want to volunteer during that time. But it's so important for us to volunteer. If you can't volunteer or whatever, they're full on Thanksgiving or Christmas, we really should be finding opportunities throughout the year to volunteer our time and efforts and money, whether it be at a soup kitchen or food banks or shelters or animal shelters. Volunteer and donate year round. Shelters, rehab centers, retirement communities, like, just be thinking about people in your own communities that could use your time, your talents, food, money, support all year round. Figure out what your cause is. Because, you know, obviously we can't each do everything, but find a cause in your own community, or maybe it's numerous, or maybe, you know, you have numerous causes that you care about. And so find ways to give back to those causes year round, whether it be volunteering and make a commitment. I think in our culture, especially amongst us, you know, amongst young people, again, amongst all of us, we're so non-committal. We don't want to, our culture just kind of creates this, non-committal attitude. But commit to something, even if it's just once a month that you go and volunteer for an hour somewhere. That can make a difference, whether it be, you know, sorting food at the food bank or whatever. Little things like inviting somebody who may not have a place to go for the holidays to your home, the more the merrier. We had a bunch of people over for Thanksgiving because different people needed a place to go. And so, you know, I know sometimes it's nice to just be in your pajamas and not have to like put on a good front for anybody, but you know, because if it's just your family, you can do whatever you want. But it's so important for people to feel like they have a place to go, whether it's an elderly person or a neighbor or somebody at your church or just somebody in the community that you know. Make a meal, write a note to somebody, write Christmas cards, you know, do this for people that you know, but also for people you don't. Maybe there's somebody that you know in your neighborhood or in your community that, you know, doesn't really have a lot of people or doesn't have a lot of people that are caring for them or doesn't have family in the area. Like, don't forget those people. Another one is like hospitals. So St. Jude's Hospital, Ronald McDonald House, where children are obviously going to be during the holidays. Hospitals, there are always people that are stuck in the hospital over the holidays. So drop off gifts, send gifts, drop off balloons. Call any of these places and ask them. I think they always are against like just showing up with a ton of food. But call them and ask how you can give back. Maybe you can't give of your time or volunteer there, but maybe you can bring something or drop something off. Make cookies or drop them off at a local fire department or police station or hospital or animal shelter. I mean, there are people that are working 24/7 to take care of us, to take care of our communities, to take care of, you know, animals who are left out in the cold. I think winter, there are a lot of people that need a lot of things. And so be thinking about people in your community that maybe need something. I know we talked about military families before. Find ways to support military families, whether it be sending cards, gifts. If you know a military family, invite them over to your home for, you know, dinner one night. Megan, I know you had some stuff here about Salvation Army. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Sure, I can. I only know about this, like a couple clubs in high school used to have us volunteer. The Angel Tree program is like you gather toys for kids, basically. But what we always did was like ring the bell. We would do like a hour sign up ringing the bell. And I know that like it's estimated that $30 is raised every hour through the bell ringing. And that's enough to provide a family with either like two bags of groceries or give an individual shelter for the night. So it's like just an hour of your time, like really impacts, has a real impact on people. So that was just what one of the things that I did. It was actually really like, I know sometimes like you feel a little pressure by the people, or at least like I've heard that, but it's really that, like, it's really nice to just go out there and kind of spread holiday cheer, like say hey to everybody, like give them a smile. Yeah. I just think it's a good way to spread holiday cheer.
And it's so easy. So, like, they do everything for you. All you have to do is call them and say, I want to volunteer. And they'll tell you where you need to be and what you need to do. So it's super easy.
Exactly.
Yep. And there, I'm going to run through a couple other things because I know we got to wrap up here. But Operation Christmas Child, we'll put the link on. Let's see, Trees for Troops, Toys for Tots, a couple of projects that are very near and dear to our heart at One Girl Revolution is the Empowerment Plan. So I'm going to put their stuff. They make winter jackets that turn into sleeping bags for homeless people. And right now is their busiest time of the year, obviously. But there are ways you can donate online. You can sponsor a winter jacket. Detroit Pit Crew, which helps animals, that are abandoned or have been injured. Jack's Basket is a organization that was founded to support families that have Down syndrome children. So they send a basket when a Down syndrome baby is born. They send a basket of love and gifts to the family. Imprint Hope, Claire Byrne is the founder, and she was on One Girl before. They always can use help. They're in Uganda. Claire is just a total rock star, and they're just doing incredible stuff. But these are all companies, organizations that you can donate to all year round. Detroit Dog Rescue, we're going to have the executive director of Detroit Dog Rescue on the podcast next week. New Directions for Women is out in California. It's a rehabilitation center for women, run by women, founded by women. Compassion International is another one. St. Jude's Children's Hospital. They actually have a gift shop that you can buy different things. There's a shirt, pretty popular shirt called this. It says "This shirt saves lives." But there's all kinds of Christmas ornaments and different things for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. But these are just a ton of different ways that you can give back. And what we're not asking everybody to do everything that's on this list. And we'll make sure to post the list and all the links online. But we're just asking that you find ways in, whether it be in your gift giving or in your time and commitment, that you can find ways to give back in your community. Megan, I'm so bummed, but I have to wrap up the show. But thank you so much for joining the One Girl Revolution podcast today. It was really awesome to have you on.
This has been so fun. About to go break the bank.
I know. We're all going to be poor by the end of tonight. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to post all these links on our Facebook page. Thank you to everybody who listened to today's show. I hope it was really helpful and that you got a lot of ideas for your Christmas shopping and volunteer efforts. We'll post all the links on our Facebook page. Again, it's facebook.com/onegirlrev. If we missed anything, send it our way on Facebook or find me on Twitter at Kate M. Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. Thanks so much for listening to this week's show, One Girl Revolution podcast. We'll be back right here next week.